The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Participants, heroes, villains, the whole wide world. It is August the 6th, high noon in the Eastern Time Zone, 11 a.m. in Central Time Zone, and we're here for another roundup of the posse. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. It reminds me of victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary, and there's no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming our posse, and we're going all over the world to deal with the evil villains that have to be exposed and hopefully at some point rounded up and put in the prisons they deserve for just the abominations and desolations they create all over this wonderful planet we call Earth that God gave us, this beautiful Eden. And it is just most disgusting that there are forces at work that are trying to destroy this planet, destroy the human race, obfuscate any form of decent, legitimate government here on this earth. It is disgusting. There have been great heroes in these battles, and I try to model myself to some degree after them so that we have a better chance to survive. Some of the greatest broadcasters are American and in American history, and I've always revered them and look up to them. And one of the most famous, as long before any of our times, was Will Rogers. Will Rogers was an actor. He wrote in syndicated columns in 4,000 newspapers in the United States. He was at the forefront of radio. And he was the point of the sword in his generation because he could use wit and rhetoric with unbelievable power to shake the superstructures of these plotters and conspirators to the ground. He died prematurely in 1935 in a plane crash, of all things, and as people who follow Power Hour know, that's one of their preferred methods to get rid of you. His pilot got a new plane from a bankster in Manhattan, as I understand it, paid for it, and his old rickety plane that was held together with spit and glue was retired. They were flying to Alaska. They stopped at Charles Lindbergh's place on the way up to talk about something that was coming and spread the word to a very important front in a coming war, Alaska. And what was that message? In 1935, about the Japanese attack that was supposed to come soon. So that's being the pointed edge of the sword to warn you, not just days in advance, not just months in advance, but years in advance of what's coming, so that you can take protective action and try to avoid a major calamity. He had a lot of great sayings. One of them that just floors me, because it's, he was running for president in 1928, but it's, you know, just for fun. And his party was called the Anti-Bunk Party. And we could use that today. So in one of his questions is, what does the farmer need? Well, it's obvious. He needs a punch in the jaw if he believes that either of the parties cares a damn about him after the election. And that was August 23rd, 1928. That hasn't changed one iota. If any of us think any of these major parties care about us, even before, during, and after the election, maybe the punch in the jaw is the only thing that can happen. When asked, can voters be fooled? Simple, old-fashioned answer, darn tootin'. Of course they can. And they've been doing that long before 1928 and long after. So this is the power of the propaganda mill that funds this political establishment. And he was a master at it. Another great master was a WWCR radio host in the day, and that was before my waking up, so I never got to hear him in his time. And that was Bill Cooper. And Bill Cooper, in his book and in his public announcements, was advising us about a coming catastrophe on September the 11th. He was a martyr and a prophet and a radio host and a loyal American who did his best to try to get us out of a terrible jam that was coming down the highway. And you got to love him for that. And you can listen to a lot of his old broadcasts and just see the power that he had and his abilities. And then one of my other all-time favorites, I was a little too young for that too, because that goes back to the Vietnam War, was Adrian Cronauer. Adrian Cronauer is featured by Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. And you see that style of radio to give the voice power, to tell people things, to be anti-establishment, but at the same time humorous and have wit and be able to beat them with your tongue, to lay them out and show them for the fools that they are. And with abilities like that, we can progress and defeat the enemy and weaponize radio, print, and any sort of media by just having the courage to speak out in a good and true way. We face great problems in the world. A lot of Christians just say, well, we need the return of Christ. And I say, that's not necessary. We can do it ourselves. We were left with the message. We just need to practice what I always call Jesus 101. It's all there. Love our enemies, forgiveness, things in the Bible that don't let the sun go down on your anger. And we see our leaders behaving as a dysfunctional mob of just total fools and idiots, that everybody has to get revenge on everybody. Everybody has to attack everybody. They do all sorts of horrible, horrible things. And I've read books that deal with things like this many, many years ago. And I'll highlight two great authors, Dr. Judith Sills, who wrote a book called Excess Baggage. It gets into the six most dreaded faults we have as human beings and are the only things our political leaders have going for them. The first is the need to be right. They have to be right. And they'll do anything, including sacrifice their countries, destroy their economies, blow up the world, just as long as they're right. They have an overwhelming need to feel superior. And you see that in everything they do. whether it be to put down the so-called opposition or just to manifest themselves as something greater, almost like sainthood. But they are not saints, they're sinners. God said we're all sinners, and they say they're superior. Somebody lied. I don't think it's God. They dread rejection. So that's the worst thing you can do to them, is kind of put them down, bring them down to a human level. And they fall apart. And that's why the narrative, the media, has to be controlled so much, so they can never take that wooden stake in the heart to be rejected by the masses who have no need for them at all. They need to control. They have to control everything, right down to the last facet of your breath and where it goes. And if you've worked in many, many jobs, you probably had a boss who was a control freak or a partner that was a control freak. Makes life a living hell. But they have it to a psychotic level that they have to control everything. Every breath you take, every move you make. The whole purpose of the social credit system is to do this so that you can't spend anything without their approval, can't go anywhere without their approval. You can't have a thought that isn't pre-screened by them. They have to watch you, record you, and attack you everywhere. And then one of the other ones is they create drama. You see this all the time. This is one of the big things in the Middle East crisis, is Israel just can't stop creating drama. Even if everything they said is true, sooner or later, it has to run out of steam and come to a halt. Because it's the only way to live in a world that is better. But they don't want that. Because there's deeper, darker forces at play here, and that's where Jesus 101 comes in handy. We're fighting the adversary, Satan. And he can manifest in anyone, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And we have to be on guard for that, the wolf in sheep's clothing. And some of these wolves don't even have to hide in sheep's clothing. And the last one is they cherish their anger. Netanyahu is probably the most classic example of that. His anger is just intense. That's one of the most dysfunctional signs you can find, is that angry mind. And what do we do about it? Well, definitely don't give them the keys to the store. One of the other great writers is Dr. Harriet Lerner. She wrote a series of books called The Dance Books that you find in the self-help sections. Because most of our dysfunctional characteristics carry out like a dance. And we just seed the ground to continue in this dance. And part of it is we have to change the music, the plot, or in politics, the narrative, and get out of it. And the key, the easy key to it all, is to change yourself slightly, even though you dread it and you don't want to do it, but a positive change to take a step back. And your so-called adversary or enemy may see that. Would be very helpful at the negotiation tables to just say, okay, I concede something for once. And then as a sign of good faith, it goes back and forth and back and forth. And if it doesn't, well, then we escalate and escalate and escalate until we're in major trouble. I saw a recruiting video from Russia, one of their latest ones. It's hard to find. The Google monsters put up all kinds of barriers so you can't find stuff. But this one is like the Holy War one. It is just unbelievable. Christians reciting the Lord's Prayer, Orthodox Christians, Muslims praying, and getting ready for the ultimate war, which could very well be against Antichrist and his forces. It's a very powerful video. I posted it on the website. I post on under a Canadian Prepper video that I have there, alert. And I would watch it. It is just, you know, I can't play it for you because it's in Russian, so we would miss it all. But it is something to see. It's very short and very intense. And when we look at these warmongers, they don't hide it. It's all done in the open. One of these guys blew me away. I saw him in Times of Israel. And he said, they want to kill 2 million Palestinians. But he also said, the world won't let us. Hello, world. Welcome, world. Don't let them. That's the power we have to prevent this. This evil man was a minister in the defense ministry, finance minister. Now he's in charge of a right-wing party in Israel, Bezalel Smotrich. And an interesting thing he said in 2015, the Palestinian Authority is a burden, and Hamas is an asset. Because as long as we have Hamas as a terrorist organization, no one will give it any status at the International Criminal Court if any resolution is put forward. Isn't that amazing? And I think Mr. Netanyahu understands that too, that it is an asset. And great financial amounts were transferred to the Palestinian Authority and Hamas through Qatar. And that's probably one of the main reasons they want to kill so many people in Hamas, is they know where the money went, they know what the plan was, and they can never be allowed to live to talk at any cost. That's even a greater Hannibal directive than the one that's used against the Israeli people. And the Israeli media has played that out. It's been in a lot of their newspapers. Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Times of Israel have talked about Hannibal directive. That was a major feature in Haaretz for weeks. And what really happened on October the 7th? Ynet even played the helicopter gunship videos of them blowing away their own people in three sorties with Apache helicopter gunships and 30-millimeter cannons. So why are we following this? That's all we have to do is tell the truth. And all this evil loses its juice and falls aside. And the people who have been spewing it out lose their credibility. But we have to create this drama, maintain this anger, to get some sort of revenge that may lead us to the brink to kill us all. And I hardly think that's the place we want to go. I was very blessed listening to Max Egan's latest video on the weekend. And he mentioned something in there that just blew me away, and I looked it up. And it was about the war in Mexico against the Catholic Church in the 1920s. So I looked for a documentary, and I didn't really find anything suitable, but I found a movie. It's called For Greater Glory, The True Story of the Cristiada. They're known as the Outlaws. So they changed the Mexican Constitution and outlawed Christianity, which in its form down there was Catholicism. Priests were put in jail. You couldn't have any kind of sermons or anything like that. Ultimately, they were just taking these clerics out and shooting them up against the wall. Boom. And slowly over time, the people rebelled. And there was an army of like 50,000 Christians who stood up to the Mexican government in a brutal civil war, really. And it was very humbling to see what evil will do. There's allegations that the president of Mexico, Calles, was a communist. Some people implied it was because he had a Jewish background, but that's very distant and far away. It may be that he just suffered under the Catholic Church from sexual abuse or physical abuse, and that brought his hate and anger on. But it was a beautiful faith film about what people had to do if they were going to stand firm in their faith. And probably the most powerful part of it was a young boy who was taken in mentorship by a priest played by Peter O'Toole. He was a bit of a rogue. He liked to put things in his pockets and not exactly behave well. But he helped him along and was going to make him an altar boy, which really surprised him because he thought he was a rogue. And he witnessed the execution of that priest. And that changed him forever. And he joined the rebels. And he went to help them in whatever way he could. He was 13 years old, going on 14. His name was Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio. He did all the great Christian things. In a battle, one of the generals had his horse shot out from under him. And Jose gave that general his horse, knowing full well that if he stayed behind, he would be captured. And if he mounted the horse with the general, he might not be able to ride fast enough, and he would be killed. And he was captured. And he was tortured. Brutally tortured. And that alone is just something that we really have to take to heart about Christian martyrdom. And in many places, even for non-Christians, that this is going on all over the world. In many war fronts. He wouldn't talk. He wouldn't give away his compatriots. But most importantly, he wouldn't renounce Christ and swear an oath to the Mexican government. So all they asked from him is that you have to just swear your oath to the Mexican government. And he refused. And in the end, they marched him in a Jesus walk. They cut up his feet and beat him in many ways. And he made the walk to his open grave with his bloodied feet. And he wouldn't take help from them. When he fell, he got up on his own. And when he got to the grave, they shot him and threw him in it. And that's a hero. And that's courage. That's faith. Because he knew he's going to a better place. He knew he's with Christ. And this is our battle. We know they're against us. We know we're with Christ. We know we're on the side of right. And we know they're evil and on the side of wrong at every level. It's been like the death of 1,000 slices to take away the Lord's Prayer, take away our Bibles, to take away our understanding, so that we don't have a generation that had exposure to Jesus 101 to solve the problems in the world. And this is why I'm more concerned than ever that this is a very dangerous time. That we are mounting forces in the Middle East that could end life as we know it, just depending on what one of these fools decides to do at any given moment. And then at that point, all hell breaks loose. And when is that hell going to break loose? Well, we don't know exactly. Just that it's soon. Very soon. And we have to be very careful about that. President Trump was saying it was going to happen Sunday. I was thinking it could even be as soon as Monday, but we got past those. There's a report in Jewish media that Iran plans to attack on what's called Tisha B'Av, the Jewish Day of Disaster, which is August the 12th and ends on August the 13th. Will that be the case? Will that be the time? It's difficult to say. But like my father used to say, make them sweat. And if there's anything the Iranians are doing, they're making them sweat. That they don't know when it's going to happen, when it's going to be, and how it's going to come across. And in a lot of ways, that's probably better than attacking them, because they have time to reflect, to think, to maybe even anticipate that there are things that Jesus said that are important and could save your nation. That there are things, even a great one, like Mahatma Gandhi said, An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And we expect blind men and women to see the light and take us through these crises. It can't happen. Not with that level of understanding. You have to rise to a higher level of spirituality. And that is the way. It is the truth. It is the true light that they've left behind. And that disturbs me. That something so easy, so simple, could be there. I used to argue with people about the Lord's Prayer being taken from the school. What is so wrong about it? Even if you don't agree with Christianity, just to forgive trespasses. What's wrong about that message? And what did we descend into after that was removed is a world where we take guns to school and shoot everybody. And that violence is the answer. Gang, mob, ruthless violence. When it would just be so easy to forgive. And I have to really thank my teachers in the public school system back in the 60s, early 60s, that would teach us these things and not face any sort of retribution. We'd read things from the Bible. We learned simple Bible stories, simple concepts of Christ in Jesus 101 that would help you get through life. And when the big things came, you could always rely on that would get you through the storm. You'd be able to rise above your circumstances and not let them drag you down into an abyss where maybe you're vulnerable to drug abuse or alcoholism or just some sort of dysfunctional behavior or criminal behavior. And it made you a better person. And then by the same token, you could also share that with others in their time of need. And that makes you a light. So Christ returns through us anytime we want it, anytime we want to manifest it. It is there for us. We just have to do it and not be afraid. So in this movie, they just had a saying, Viva Christos Rey. And that was for the greater glory. And all through history, those of us who have that under our belt, do better, achieve more. And all these temporal things on earth are just relegated to the second, third, fourth, fifth page because they don't matter. We see the beauty before our eyes and relish it and cherish it. The other thing Will Rogers used to say is, I never met a man I didn't like, because he probably went in with a positive attitude to make friends. Because I could probably say, well, I think I could run into a few I'm not too crazy about. But then, if I do truly love my enemies, then his words would be true, that you can't run into a man you didn't like. You might just have to heal him first and point him in the right direction. And what can we get with that? World peace. A brotherhood of man that doesn't involve lies, theft, violence, war, or anything like that. So it appears we're coming up for a break. I'm George Freund, your host from Canada Today, and we'll see you on the other side.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour listeners. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we're back again with some news. And one announcement we do have to make is iComplex is on its way. Get your order placed as fast as they can come in. They can go out. Order iComplex this week. Get 10% off. Prill beads are also in stock.
And if you know what one of the big battles is in this plan to genocide the human race, it's done in slow motion because there's so many of us, but one of the biggest parts is that they poison us with chemicals instead of giving us God-given things that work with our body to give us long life. And this is why these things are so important. The Hippocratic Oath is something that's always talked about. Do no harm. Well, if you go to the pharmaceutical solution, generally you're going straight to do harm. The other part of what Hippocrates talked about is let food be your medicine or let natural things be your medicine. But that was thrown out with the baby with the bathwater. And that left our bodies short on many, many things that were deficient and vulnerable to disease and sickness and ailments and any manner of things. But by having these essential nutrients in our bodies, we have the ultimate armor, and they can't get us. So that was the slow motion way to weaken us and kill us off. But of course, you know where to get your armor. Don't hesitate. I use much of that armor myself for many years to be enlightened into that. And as I age, I still see that I'm reasonably fit and healthy, and I'd probably be dead if I didn't. And the other big thing with the eye complex is I noticed a marked improvement in that vision that I used to have. And it's well worth the effort, let me tell you. So don't even begin to doubt for a moment the power of God and the power of the things he put on this planet. Most of us are magnesium deficient. That's a big thing to lead us to problems with our insulin. We're deficient in many of our vitamins, other minerals. One of the other big things is we're generally dehydrated. So do drink a lot of water. It's just like trying to run your car without oil in the engine. It's going to have some rough spots. In our world news, the Iran president vows to respond to Israel's crimes. They're meeting with the Russians. Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu is in Tehran to extrapolate what's going to happen in the near future on a certain day and time that won't be readily revealed but is anticipated. Iran went to the United Nations even and got what's called an Article 51 to advise their adversaries that they will attack as opposed to stabbing in the back on a dark night. Iran has issued an airspace warning called a NOTAM, Notice to Air Missions, and they're going to close off large swaths of their territory to air traffic. And what that means is, at least they're kind enough not to shoot any itinerant flights that may be going through the area when all this starts. And start, it most likely will. Israel has gone to their doomsday bunker, they call it, in preparation for this. It's supposed to be the first time this thing has been used in many, many long years. And that's very, very important. That is one of the ultimate signs. Biden is supposed to have been taken to the situation meeting room, because this attack is imminent, if we can believe anything about Biden at all. So they are ready for a major war. They're deciding whether or not to shoot first. And from their perspective, that's the best defense strategy you have. But as soon as they launch, well, obviously, Iran's best defense strategy is they will launch. The United States is supposed to help Israel and create a bigger, broader war, and the Russians are committed to standing behind Iran, which means complete and total open warfare. The Chinese side with Iran. The North Koreans are sympathetic to Iran and put on a very large military display with 250 missile launchers. And God only knows what's on them to aim them in the general direction of South Korea and have a major theater conflict there, too. This will not go lightly at all. So these times are dangerous. The United States launched Poseidon P-8 planes that are for anti-submarine warfare, 13 of them, maybe to look for the Russian boomers off the coast. Emergency action messages went out in a plethora recently as well, that we are getting ready, and this is no time to hold back in your prayers and in your understanding of what's going on in the world and why it's going on. I wouldn't call this a world war. I'd almost call it a woke war. You look at what happened at the Olympics. Why any country would even be in the Olympics still, I have no idea, because they have no morals. Absolutely none. There are times, no matter how big a carrot they hang in front of your nose, that you have to turn away and walk away and say, no, I won't do that. I just refuse. I won't participate in this. So part of it was, you know, seeing a man, now a woman, put in the boxing contest and just viciously beating their fellow competitor in a horrific attack that would be almost akin to a street brawl as opposed to any type of sporting match. And that you just have to take it. I heard of another athlete that, you know, ended up with potentially brain damage playing volleyball, of all things. But the worst is this opening ceremony and just the total abomination of everything that is held dear almost anywhere on the planet. The mockery of the Last Supper, the use of, basically the horsemen of the apocalypse at the beginning to lay out what the future is, what they intend to do, and that people would put money, time, and effort into that. The gold medals aren't even gold. None of the medals are really anything. What they are is steel. Remnants from repairs to the Eiffel Tower covered over. So even that isn't pure. It's fake. A fake medal for a fake game, for a fake society, for a fake world. Bread in circuses, just like in old Rome. And even the bread is probably polluted and poisoned. There was a missile strike at a U.S. base in Iraq. 5 personnel were wounded. America's En Al Asad Air Base. Part of the reason some of those bases are left there is just like hunters in India would take a goat, tie it up to encourage the tiger to strike and wait for it in ambush, is some of these are places just of the same nature. Hope of the enemy will attack, so you have grounds to go against the enemy, whatever they are. And usually, wasn't it one of those old cartoon figures? I've seen the enemy, and it is us. If they could look in the mirror, they'd see the enemy. It's looking back at them. And when we look in the mirror, hopefully we're looking at patriots staring back at us with courage. Water firms to be punished for years for sewage leaks. Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. In the UK, Yorkshire Water and Northumbrian Water face $168 million or pound fines for industry regulation problems and sewage spills. Now, instead of fining them, that's kind of redundant to me. It's like you're just stealing money. Like, I'm sure $168 million could kind of resolve a lot of the problems they have in infrastructure, and you could actually have water. And punishing some kind of regulatory authority means nothing to the people who are doing it. My father always had a very simple solution for these types of things. Is this a very simple test? You drink the water. If your factory's near the lake and there's dangers or risks of affluent going in the lake? Well, you go down there with your cup every so often and chug it down. It'll be clean. Or the guy will be dead. Taliban gets $239 million in aid after failure of State Department vetting. Well, isn't that funny? It's just like Israel gives money to Hamas. We give money to the Taliban and any other so-called terrorist infrastructure for whatever. Maybe it's to help them do repairs to all the weapons that were left behind so they can function better to kill us later. It's hard to understand the justification of just the absolute insane running us. I don't believe any of our nations should have their tax dollars squandered to give overseas for any reason. That money is for our own infrastructure and support, not anyone else's. And to use the taxpayer as some kind of milk cow to fund God only knows what should be completely and totally outlawed. U.S.-sponsored regime change and color revolution in Bangladesh. There we go. Round that one up again. A constant way that's gone back for a long time. That great book by General Smedley Butler gets into it, how he rigged elections in Central America and did all kinds of things like that. It wasn't so much a color revolution, maybe, as by brute force. But this is what they do. If you don't have a regime that kisses the banker's ring, then it will be changed. And I don't see any harm in allowing the people to decide their own destiny. Even if you made a mistake, it's like anyway, you went down a wrong road once, well, sooner or later you're going to drive down that road and realize you made a mistake, and you're going to turn back. You don't need someone to smash your car or override the control mechanisms to turn it around for you. You'll figure it out. But that's part of that control monster I talked about in the first half of the hour. You can't help yourself because you are superior. Just let them do it. I guess they never were parents. Like sometimes you just got to let them do their own thing and figure things out. It's part of the learning curve, the growing. Swiss government kidnaps child and threatens parents with jail time for opposing transgender mutilation. That's one that, you know, it's really hard to comprehend how that monster got out of the cage. It really is. So, for people who have issues like that, you have venues to do stuff. But minor children are minor children, and generally they have to be protected until they're of age. And that's just something that is most appropriate. And if they decide to do something later down the road, well, I guess that's their business. But to force this on children, but then that's always been the story, that the children are the property of the state. Chairman Mao did it. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They're not yours. They're not God's. They're ours to be done with as we so desire. And a lot of this is just forcing something on someone that may not really want it or desire it. You know, I remember reading about one chap who had this done, and you know, he wanted to die afterwards because he never realized the pain that he would have to endure for the rest of his life. And at that point, he would have preferred to die. But we can't allow God to decide our gender, to decide our DNA, to decide that we don't need a chemical lobotomy to help our brains function or our bodies work. It was all there. It was in perfect order. And I would say a lot of the reasons we have issues with this is the pollution of these various chemicals affecting people and turning them upside down with the power of media, peer pressure from it to make you think that's what you want, when in reality, sometimes what you want is the worst thing you could ever get, as I've learned in life. And then that's part of the wake-up call. U.S. forces complete exit from African state. Airbase 201 in central Niger is heading for the hills. And by and large, what are all these force is doing all over the world except exploiting people, taking them over. Admittedly, some of them may not be run all that well, but it is a difficult state of affairs, this basically European style of thing where we send our armies in and dominate you, mostly so we can get the natural resources and such. U.S. Army report China, Russia preparing massive hybrid war attacks. Well, that goes without saying. U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command late last week released a report, Operational Environment 2024-2034 Large-Scale Combat Operations. So the big thing for this, if they do these type of hybrid attacks, is you have to be prepared for the day. There's no communications, no internet, no banking, no nothing, November, that you're pretty much back in the Stone Age. And be prepared to cope and survive with that. And actually thrive. You may actually enjoy it. People can talk to each other, work together. Nothing like cutting a big log with your son and making your fire to cook. It's very holistic. Kamala Harris picks running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Well, no matter who she picks, it's probably going to be a bad pick because Larry, Curley, and Moe are dead. But Walz would be the worst vice president ever, says Trump. Well, I thought Kamala Harris filled up that one. They'll unleash hell on earth, open borders to the worst criminals, trillions of dollars on the fire. Walz failed to stop the BLM riots, but that was a major, major internal regime change thing here in the United States to just basically turn the world upside down as we remember those days. And I remember those days, and I remember Joyce reporting on BLM. Those were tough times to be the point of the sword because the media is 100% against you and you're in enemy territory wherever you go with every thought you form. A DUI arrest hounds Walz. And that's something with drunks is they have the need to be right overwhelmingly. Nothing argues like a drunk, and they can never be wrong, of course. So everything's wrong with the world, but never with their levels of intoxication. And that's just the way it is. I remember that, being a peace officer, that those are tough nuts to crack. But the worst thing is, Kamala Harris was mentored by Willie Brown. Willie Brown was a devotee of the Jonestown cult, the People's Temple. And I did a show on that when I was on Power Hour before to advise you about how dangerous these people are. Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi comes into that. So a quote from Mr. Brown, mentor of Kamala Harris, called our cult leader a combination of Martin Luther King Jr., Angela Davis, Albert Einstein, and Chairman Mao. Well, the first three might be benign, but the Chairman Mao part is terrible. And one of the big things is Jimmy Jones used the Bible as toilet paper, just to let you know what side of the fence he's on. And he made it quite plain that the object of the People's Temple as a death cult was to start a nuclear war with Russia. And one of their devotees, when selected as opposed to elected, gets the keys to the nuclear trigger. That could very well be the case. But that fulfillment is made. Checkmate. Because we don't know what happened. I wrote quite an extensive blog on that. It's on the blog page. Cult Temple, People's Temple, Democratic Power. Got to speak to a very, very large audience on that on many radio stations. But like many things, it goes down the memory hole as the new things come along, like the Branch Covidian cult. And people forget. But these games are still in play. And Kamala Harris has plans. Very big plans. Talking about how we have to reduce the world's population. Heard that before in many, many venues. Very, very dangerous times. Because they'll do it. She's also very pro-vaccination. All her staff have to be vaccinated. So that's another thing to just continue the poison over and over and over again. So Harris says, kill off some children so they can drink clean water and breathe clean air. There's more than enough water on this planet for all of us. There's more than enough air for all of us. It's just they have an ulterior motive because it's a death cult. And then one former Democrat that I could say I liked was Tulsi Gabbard, claims the government is being run by a powerful, unelected cabal, the Democratic elite and military-industrial complex, the real puppet masters behind the Biden and Harris world. Very good woman. And you know what happened to her? I was surprised. It was in one of my news feeds that just kind of blew me away. Is she's on like some kind of watch list for the airlines. Like, if you can believe that, a veteran, a person who is a former representative, is on a watch list, not terrorists. So Tulsi Gabbard actively under surveillance via the Quiet Skies program, according to Federal Air Marshal Service whistleblowers. What a shame. What a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. And what a wonderful world when we reverse that spin and come to Power Hour and get a breath of fresh air. I hope you liked it. I hope you do like it. I hope you visit the Power Hour Mall.
Affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.